With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Faithful people are hard to find, as I mentioned. Faithful people, listen to this, have the eyes of the Lord upon them. Psalms 101, verse 6. Listen to this. My eyes shall look with favor upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks blamelessly, he shall minister to me. So we got a true worshiper and a faithful person in the same verse here. My eyes shall look with favor upon the faithful of the land. So God keeps his eyes on people that are faithful to bless them. Praise God. Faithful people can keep a secret, a confidence. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13 says, "He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. But he who is trustworthy and faithful in spirit keeps the matter hidden." So many people mess up when they tell secrets or private information that's not for the general public. When you give it to a talebearer or a gossiper, a talebearer and a gossiper are not faithful. They will not keep a matter concealed. They're going to tell somebody. So you have to be careful who you put confidence in and who you share sensitive information with. Because if you share it with somebody that's a talebearer, I mean, how do you locate a talebearer, Pastor? It's somebody that's always coming to you with other information about somebody else. If they always, "Hey, girl, let me, ooh, girl, I got some juice in, ooh, girl." Now, you can't tell nobody. Give me your word. Can't tell nobody. Hey, I ain't supposed to tell nobody. Look, I ain't supposed to let nobody else know. But I'm going to tell you because you close. But you got to give me your word. You ain't going to tell no. Tailbearer, liar. Liar, that ought to be going off. Gossiper, now somebody gave them a confidence, and then they're telling you, "Now, I ain't supposed to tell nobody, but I'm going to tell you." Don't tell them your secret, because they'll do the same thing to you. "Oh, child, you should, what she told me the other day, look, I ain't supposed to tell nobody." So they're telling both of them secrets. Faithful person will keep a matter concealed. If they give you their word. Now, that's why you have to be careful that you don't be quick to tell somebody you ain't gonna tell. When people ask you, "If I tell you this, can you keep a secret?" Don't just say, "Yeah," because it got itching ears. Because you think, "This must be good." Yeah, just give them your word. Just give them your word because you want to know. All right. Because you, "Hey, this must be good. If it's secret, private, just go ahead and tell them." Yeah, you can tell me. I ain't going to tell nobody. You had to be careful. You had to qualify that. Well, it depends on the nature of it. Because if they tell you that they abuse somebody, a child, or they rape somebody, and you done gave your word, you ain't going to tell nobody. They kill somebody. And as soon as they tell you, "You know, I killed somebody last night." "I know I said I wasn't going to tell nobody." Or you'd be so scared then, saying, "Now, if I tell somebody, it might kill me too." Now, that's a crude illustration. But when people come to you and say, Hey, I got something on my heart. I need to share it, but you got to give me your word. You ain't going to tell nobody. You just have to always qualify that and say, you know what? I say, now, it just depends on the nature of it. Depends on what it is. So you may not want to confide in me. Even as a pastor, when I'm talking to people and guidance, giving them guidance, I can't keep everything a confidence. If you tell me that you've been abusing children, I'm going to report you. Right? By law, I have to do it. You know they put preachers in jail? They put preachers in jail that don't disclose certain things? We have a confidentiality agreement, but it's not exclusive. It doesn't cover everything. So by law, that if you abuse a child, if a Sunday school teacher know that a child's being abused and they don't tell somebody, they could go to jail. Boy, it's juicy, ain't it? I'm helping y'all tonight, ain't it? Huh? The Holy Ghost helping us tonight. Trying to jerk the slack out of us so that we become faithful people, that we are loyal, dependable, reliable, trustworthy people. That when we give our word, we keep it. Or we do our very best to keep it. Or we have we develop a pattern. I know none of us is perfect at it. You understand? I'm not talking about perfection. Because none of us are ever going to achieve perfection as long as we're in this flesh. But our heart can be right, but we can develop consistency of character where we have a consistent track record of doing the right thing and being right. I'm not going to ever tell you I ain't going to never fail. Paul said, I got no confidence in this flesh. I don't have no confidence in mine. My flesh will mess up in a minute. But I try to keep my heart right. Amen. And I want to develop a track record of being faithful, of being reliable, being dependable, keeping my word. Amen. I can develop the pattern of that. So people say, well, you can trust Greg. Well, you can depend on him. If he say he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Now, he may not do it right there, the exact moment he said he's going to do it, but he's going to get it done. Right. So we always want to not make commitments that we know when we make them, we're not going to keep them. You know, that's where some people mess up. Hey, you going to the game Friday night? Oh, yeah, I'll be there. And you know you're going to be in Lafayette. You already know you got a trip planned. And you know you ain't going to be there. But they ask you, oh, yeah, I'm going to try to make it. You lying. You ain't going to try to make it. Because you already got something planned Friday night. All right, that's wrong. You don't make commitments. You going to be in church Sunday? I get this all the time. You going to be in church Sunday? Yeah, I'm going to try to make it. They already know they ain't going to be here that Sunday. I'm going to try to make it, Pastor. I'm just going to try to make it. They lying. They ain't going to try to make it. I'm not even expecting them to be here. Because they already got something planned for Sunday. They just don't want to hurt my feelings. Right? They don't want to disappoint the pastor. They want to tell pastor what they think pastor want to hear. Don't live like that. If you're not going to be here, just say, well, you know, I'm not going to be here this Sunday. That's it. Yes, be yes, you know, no. No, I'm not going to be there Sunday. But I plan on being back the following Sunday. I got something planned this weekend. Just be honest. I would appreciate that more than you telling me you're going to be here and then you don't show up. Then I had to wonder, are they okay? Something happened. They said they're going to be here. Are they okay? I wonder if they got sick. I hope somebody in their family, they have trouble in their family. I wonder what happened because they told me they was coming. Don't do that. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Proverbs 28:20. Says, a faithful man shall abound with blessing. Amen. If you're faithful, God will see to it that you have plenty of blessing in your life. Amen. And the last one I'm going to cover tonight is this here. Faithful people bring refreshing and peace of mind to those they serve. When you are faithful, in the performance of your duties or your responsibilities or the commitments that you make, you refresh those that you're serving or that you're working with. You give them peace of mind. How many of you know that's true? Listen, when I was working at IP, I remember I overheard a conversation one day of some of the other engineers, and they're talking, and they were talking about me, and they were talking about me and comparing me and another engineer, and I don't think that was good, but they were doing that, and they said, well, you know, Greg, he done passed up so-and-so. He done passed them up as an engineer. He said, you want to get something done, give it to him. If you want it done quick, give it to him. Because I had developed a track record of getting things done and being efficient and doing it, because I didn't stand around the coffee pot three and four times a day because I didn't drink coffee. So I worked from the time I got to work to the time I left. I was getting after it. I was working. So at the end of 8 hours, I would be wore out. CeCe, no, I'd come home sometime and I'd say, CeCe, I feel like my mind is fried today. I feel like my mind is fried. But a lot of them was working 9 and 10 hours a day. And so I kind of felt bad sometime when I would leave after 8 because they working 10. I said, yeah, but I'm working 8. They're 10, but they might be putting in 6. So I didn't feel bad about it. I said, look, I gave everything I had. 4 o'clock, my mind is fried. I can't take nothing else. My mind is tired. I'm going home. It's time to go. And I left. I worked 8 and a half hours my whole career at IP. Most of the time. I would never work past 8 and a half. And when IP really introduced their culture into the mill, because it used to be just Pineville Craft, just locally owned. We all worked 8 hours. Engineers, 8 hours, that was it. Then when IP introduced their culture, they liked the engineers to work 10 hours a day, 50 hours a week. That's what they expected. But I didn't ever fit into that. And then because my work was always acceptable, then nobody never bothered me. You know, I know some of them would say, well, he leave every day at 4:30. 5 o'clock. But I ain't never had been called in anybody's office about me not getting my work done. Paul surrounded himself with faithful people. And you know, there was a time that he sent John Mark away. He said, John Mark, he ain't going on this trip. And him and Barnabas got in a big fuss over it. And they split up. And you'll never hear another scripture about Barnabas. But then later on, he said, bring John Mark because he's profitable for me for the ministry, because he had learned something from that discipline that Paul had dished out to him. He understood that unfaithfulness is not going to cut it.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid.